At 11 p.m. according to Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, plus a little bit more, I swear it tonight, of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Can you think of something better to do? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 10 minutes. Maybe we'll go ahead and call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. It's been a busy season around the Babyland compound this year. And so it's no wonder that we've got yet even another free association for you here tonight. It's a great way to start off the new year. And I just want to quickly remind you, I don't know if I've ever told you, this year anyway, 2 weeks from tonight, it will be the Bee's Knees. It's my selection of things that were released and acquired in the year of 2021. Some of my favorites, some of the things I liked. Don't want to call it a best of. I absolutely don't want to do that. But it's coming. The Bee's Knees will be here 2 weeks from tonight, so be prepared for that. But now let's just get right into the free association, because you all gave me tons and tons of little words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I'm sure everybody's hanging out right now, ready to go. So let's just do this thing right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back. right here. Get up. Now get on your feet. Cause we got a brand new dance going around. Called Spank the Butterfly. Come on now, get it. And I want you to get it. Work with it. Yeah, yeah. You can do anything you want to do. Yeah. Uh-huh. Want you to feel it? Uh-huh. Feel it. Get it down. And I want you to freeze for me. Now get ready. Freeze for me. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Get ready. And freeze. Here we come. Here we go. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now ain't that good? It's so good. Don't you feel it? Come on now. Flap your wings. Now I want everybody to get ready now. We're gonna freeze one more time, too. Get ready. Lordy, Lord. Get ready now. Get ready to freeze, cause we're coming on. Are you ready? Get ready now. Better watch out. Watch out now. Yeah, uh-huh. Now don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? Flap your wings too. We're going to New York City. Oh, Chicago. We're going to the Motor City. Now that's where I'm from. We're going way down to Georgia. We're gonna stop Atlanta. We're gonna spank the butterfly. Don't forget about Baker G. Spank the butterfly now. Get up, mama. Get up, mama. You can do it too. Ride your way. Hey! Ride your way. And from side to side. Get it, get it. Now don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? Feel it. Don't you feel it, yeah. We're spanking the butterfly. We're spanking the butterfly. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Spanking the butterfly.
I've got itchy feet now, yes I always will have. Goodbye for now, so long. I don't know where I'll go, I just know I'm on my way. Goodbye for now, so long. Well, I hope that I'll be seeing you farther down the road. And I hope that you won't have a very heavy load. Just one more little drink for the road will I have. Goodbye for now, so long. Thank you. feet now. Guess I always will have. Goodbye for now, so long. I don't know where I'll go, I just know I'm on my way. Goodbye for now, so long. Well, I hope that I'll be seeing you farther down the road, and I hope that you won't have a very heavy load. Just one more little drink for the road, well, I have. Goodbye for now, so long. Goodbye for now, so long. Goodbye for now, so long.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
I go for walks, and I go for runs, and I go to the store. Yesterday I made chocolate chip cookies. I posted a photo of them on Instagram, because that's what you do nowadays. I got a call from my friend who lives across the park from me. She saw the photo and said, "Oh wow, can I have some?" So I put a half dozen in a Tupperware container and met her in the middle of the park. We both had masks on, and I gave her the 6 cookies, and then we walked around the park 3 times. Then I went back to my apartment.
Of course, there's danger working everywhere. But there's really no cause for alarm. Just use a little caution, show a little care, don't be a silly goose, and you'll never come to harm. Silly goose, she waddles on her way, and no attention does she pay, silly goose. To the puddles lying in her path, silly goose, she always gets a bath, silly goose. You can trip, you can fall, so beware. Don't you walk, looking up in the air. Silly goose is looking at the sight, doesn't watch the traffic lights, silly goose. See the white has turned from green to red, don't wash out, you silly goose. She's dead, she's dead, she's dead. What a sad end, but there's no excuse. For she died as she lived, for she died as she lived, a silly goose. Yep, there's one little goose that's a cooked goose. Where do you suppose he is now? You guessed it. He's up there sitting on a great big fleecy cloud just playing on his harp. Listen to him. This is really terrible. If I'd only worked where I was waddling and been a little careful, I wouldn't have lost my quack. But I forgot to be careful and work where I was going. You know, things and stuff are moving faster every day now. So children, watch the crossings. And don't try to balance on some wickety old fence. Sure, heaven's a nice place, but it's a lot more fun to be alive. So use a little discretion. And please, please don't get yourself in the same fix I'm in. Who wants to play a harp all the rest of his life? What am I saying? All the rest of my life? I'm dead. What a sad end, but there's no excuse. For I died as I lived. For I died as I lived. A silly goose. A silly goose.
Let me take you on a little trip. My supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so do up your overcoat tight, and we'll go anywhere you want to decide. Well, alright. Sonic rocket ship, nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, man.
Nobody's gonna travel second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. Second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. Well, alright. Let me take you on a little trip. On my supersonic rocket ship.
Utterly scrumptious.
Mm-hmm. since I was five. It always made me come alive. If I could get my hands around something that could make a sound, could be a guitar.
I gave you a great big diamond ring, the best perfume and everything. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. You threw my money all over town and thought it was a joke. When my money was gone, you turned me down, and when you left me broke. No matter how cheap, I didn't care how high, I gave you everything that money could buy. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. I hear you're telling everybody you took all my dough. You say I'm just a fool, but here is something you don't know. That I'm still happy and I'm glad to say I don't like taters anyway. Now I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in. Oh no, I ain't got a pot to peel potatoes in.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was about 30 minutes of free association. Jam-packed as usual. So much so that there's tons more to go. So we better get right back to it. And we'll come back a little bit after the midnight hour for the radio obituaries, which will also be jam-packed, of course. It could be no other way. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Of animals and humans. The former covered with fur and latter on the head has hair. The skin could be reminiscent of Harry Truman. Animals covered with fur, humans generally bare. Skin, skin, skin covers up animals and humans. Skin is thick. The human's is comparatively thin. A tear in skin can make animals and humans sick. Normally all hilarious and seldom sin. Skin, skin, skin covers up animals and humans. Up animals and humans. Skin, skin, skin covers up animals and humans. Up animals and humans.
Hey, Mr. Donut Man.
We'll be right back. used to think that making love was foolish as could be. But when I hit the age of 12, a little girl told me, just kiss me once, and if you don't like it, then I'll go away. When I came up for air, well, this is all that I could say. It may be silly, but ain't it fun? It beats picture shows and carnivals all rolled up into one. You hug a while, then you kiss a while, then you say I love you, huh? It may be silly, but ain't it fun? No matter if it's 10 below or 90 in the shade, I'm always setting ready when there's loving to be made. My heart is just as frisky as a little old poodle pup. So if you're ready for a kiss, well, I got one to come in. It may be silly, but ain't it fun? It beats picture shows and carnivals all rolled up into one. You hug a while and kiss a while and you say I love you, huh? It may be silly, but ain't it fun? One day I took my sweetie on a visit to the zoo. A monkey and his lady friend were busy a pitching woo. He bit her on the ear and then he grinned the silly grin. I knew what he was a-thinking as she smacked him on the chin. It may be silly, but ain't it fun? It beats picture shows and carnivals all rolled up into one. You hug a while and you kiss a while and say I love you. It may be silly, but ain't it fun?
I've never been right, I've always been wrong. I've always been mistaken all the day long. But I stand corrected, corrected's how I stand. I made a mistake, but now I can see just where I went wrong and how it should be. And I stand corrected, corrected I shall stay until the end of all my days. I see the error of my ways. Lifted, I saw through a glass. So long had I drifted, but then in a flash, I stand corrected, corrected I remain, and I will never be the same. Cause I'm free from all my chains, and I can feel that eternal flame with the wisdom I've obtained.
It's always fair weather when hep cats get together, and every time they meet is the way you'll hear them greet. Reet! A hubba hubba hubba.
Hello, Jack.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba. I just got back.
Well, a hubba hubba hubba.
Let's shoot some breeze.
Say, whatever happened to the Japanese?
Well, a hubba hubba hubba. Haven't you heard?
A hubba hubba hubba.
Slip me the word.
I got it from the guy who was in the know. It was mighty smoky over Tokyo. A friend of mine in a B-29 dropped another load for luck. As he flew away, he was heard to say,
hubba, 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 yak, yak.
Well, I gotta go a-fishing.
That's okay, we'll give you our permission, and we'll say, hubba,
hubba, hubba, hubba, on your way.
And I will dig you later in the USA. Hubba, 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 I just got in.
A hubba, 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 well, give me some skin.
Well, you're looking mighty pretty, Miss Curly Locks.
I'm the gravel Gertie of the Bobby Socks.
I'm the yatata, 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 you talk big.
Well, I'm the fresh tomato, you can't dig.
Let's have a heart to heart, and you'll decide.
I'm a chick, what's really on the solid side.
You knock me flat, you're the kind of a cat. Makes me wanna blow my top. Till the end of time. And if you feel that way, tell me what you say.
Hubba, 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 mop, mop. Well, now you're really talking. You're no square. You can't be from Weehawken.
Mm-mm, Delaware.
You got a line of jive that's really zoo.
Well, I'll dig you later, baby. You're all rude, da-da. If you feel that way, tell me what you say. Hubba, hubba, hubba. I get along a little mousy with the great big eyes. But if you're looking for a spousey, why, you're just my size.
Mister, how you love to blubber with that knockout squawk.
Seems your lips are made of rubber every time you talk.
Oh, no, 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 hubba, hubba.
Yes, 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 hubba, hubba.
What you say?
I say I'll dig you later, baby, in the USA.
Itchy, itchy, hey, hey. 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 Swimmy, swimmy, swimmy. Swimmy, swimmy, swimmy. Barky, barky, bark, bark. Barky, barky, bark. Bark, barky, barky, bark, bark, barky, barky, bark, bark, barky, barky, bark, bark. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. The end.
Oh,
birdies did fly. Yeah. Well, they flew so high, nearly reached the sky. Oh, how the geese did fly.
I used to work for a company called Hometown Buffet, and we had them all over the place. I started working in Chula Vista here in California, and my first 2 years were like opening restaurants and training managers and things like that. But then they started asking me to open this restaurant, open that restaurant, so I opened a lot of restaurants for them. I did a lot of opening restaurants and training a lot of managers. Everywhere I went, I knew the managers because I trained them. So it was real nice. It was real nice. I got to travel. We had a couple in Staten Island. We had one in Edison, New Jersey. I went to Chicago. I went to Aurora in Illinois. It was real nice. I worked for the company for 40 years. That was the best. That was the best company ever because it went with my way of thinking. My philosophy is that when I came to the States, I didn't know anything. I was just a kid, so I went to high school. I used to have long hair, and restaurants don't like long hair, so I used to put it in a ponytail, and I used a wig. So I put a wig on and went to work like that. So one time, one guy, a customer, says, "How come you wear a wig?" And I told him, "Well, they don't allow me to have long hair. I have long hair." He said, "Why don't you come work for me? You can wear your hair long. I need a butcher, somebody to cut steaks for me, for my restaurant on Redondo Beach on the pier." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah. I used to make $1.90 an hour." He says, "I'll pay you $6 an hour." I said, "I'm there. I got to say goodbye to the people here. Give me 1 week and I'll be there." So I worked there and he took me under his wing, teach me everything about the restaurant business. I went to college and he said, "Take this class, take that class, that's gonna help you." I knew all the procedures of the restaurant, and he said I'd be the manager. I never even imagined what he would teach me. He gave me opportunity when I was 21. He made me general manager. I stayed with him 10 years. The reason why I became the manager is because a lot of people, Mexicans, Latinos, they'd come in and say, "Do you have a job? I'm looking for a job." I'd say, "Let me talk to the manager." But everybody was white. I was the only Latino there. So I thought, I'm going to become a manager so I can help the people that come and look for a job. By the time I left that restaurant, almost maybe 70% of the people were Latinos. And they helped me so much. I helped them. So they did everything for me that I asked. The owner, he used to come in like every 6 months or so. One time he came in, he says, "Hector, how you doing?" I says, "I'm great, man." He says, "When was the last day you took a day off?" I said, "Last week, I think." He said, "No, you haven't taken a day off. Here." And he gave me the keys to the condominium in Hawaii. Every year he used to send me to Hawaii. He said, "I need somebody that is relaxed, somebody that is fresh. I want you to take the time off." Oh, I visited Hawaii about 15 times. I'd go to the islands and everything. He said, "Take some Dale Carnegie things so you can speak and talk in public." He gave me so much, so much.
We sailed on from Alaska on our way to Puget Sound. The skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like he'd smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell, "Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop, that silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck?" Second mate Guttormson says, "What is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut." But he came down and said, "Boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship." Oh, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? my nose tells me it's there. But I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then the cook said to the captain, "Sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop." The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, "I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk." Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Up step Knut Knutsen, he is tougher than a boot. He says, "I'll find that halibut, or my name is Knut." And 15 minutes later he had found where it was stored, and 20 seagulls fainted when he threw it overboard. Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew what a screwball in the crew. Who had hit the halibut on the poop deck?
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And if you log a plane into a cloud, I can't understand. I get misty just a hold in your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the minute you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing the right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I flounder through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. It's too risky and too much in love.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just wanted to pop back over here and say hello as we round the end of the first hour. Still a little bit more silliness ahead between us and the radio obituaries, and then it'll be time for the radio obituaries, where the silliness will continue. It's a remarkable process that we go through here at Bubbles in the Think Tank to make sure that even though we are saying farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks, we still want to try to keep it as silly as possible. Go figure. Back to the Free Association. See you in a few for the obits right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My laces are too long, my laces are too short. My laces are too long, my laces are too short. My laces are too long, my laces are too short. My laces are too long, my laces are too short. It's a shoelace life, oh, 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 oh. 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 My laces are too long, my laces are too short. My laces are too long, my laces are too short.